Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool for you. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of free AI art generators and how they can help you create thumbnails super fast. Right, and I think everyone can relate to spending way too much time on a single project. I mean, I was talking to our senior content analyst the other day, and he told me about this time he spent 3 hours trying to draw a simple background for a video on changing oil filters. 3 hours? Wow. That's like trying to loosen a rusted bolt with a wrench when you've got a power tool right in your garage. Exactly. He finally gave up and turned to a free AI tool, and bam, he had the perfect background in 4 seconds. That's insane. I mean, who doesn't want to save time like that? But let's talk about why these free AI art generators are so appealing, especially for creators. Totally. If you're a content creator, you want great thumbnails, but you don't want to break the bank on subscriptions. The market's changing. The global AI in art and creativity. Market was valued at over $16 billion last year and is projected to skyrocket. That's a clear sign that AI tools are here to stay. Yeah, and it's not just hype. This tech is actually transforming how we create visuals. So what is actually happening when we use these AI generators? Great question. When you type a prompt into these tools, you're telling a computer to build an image pixel by pixel based on millions of examples it's seen before. It's wild, and today with cloud-based tools running on phones, you can create professional thumbnails from just about anywhere. That's super convenient. But I bet there are some hiccups too, right? Absolutely. One major issue is that many beginners get vague results. Around 68% say their images don't match their vision. It's like going to a mechanic and just saying, "My car makes a noise." Right. They're not going to know what to fix. So, what's the secret to getting better results? It really comes down to how specific you are with your prompts. Instead of saying cool background, you might want to say neon blue gradient background with smoke effects. The more detailed, the better. Got it. That makes total sense. So, which AI art generators do you recommend for creating thumbnails? Oh well, I've worked with some of the top creators on YouTube, and I can confidently say that tools like Canva, Magic Studio are super fast and integrate nicely into the design workflow. You generate an image and can snap it right into a thumbnail format. That's awesome. So, it's not just about creating images, it's about the whole process of getting things done efficiently. Exactly. Then you have Bing Creator, which uses DALL-E 3. It's really good at following instructions. If you say put a red car on the left, it will do just that. Wow, that's impressive. And it sounds like it understands context too, which is key for creating those compelling thumbnails. Definitely. And Midjourney has been making waves too. They've started offering a free tier, and the quality is solid. It can even help you boost your click-through rates significantly. Wait, how much of a difference can it make? Some users have seen as much as a 23% increase in click-through rates just by improving their thumbnails with AI tools. That's huge. But what about the learning curve? Some of these tools sound pretty technical. Good point. Tools like Stable, Diffusion are more open source and offer more customization, but they do have a steeper learning curve. If you're comfortable with tech, it can be really rewarding. So, it really depends on your skill level and what you're looking for. Exactly. And don't forget, if you ever find yourself getting poor results, describing lighting can really help. Like if I said a car in a garage with overhead fluorescent lighting instead of just a car? Yes, that kind of detail makes a chunky difference. All right, so let's say I'm a creator just starting out. Should I stick with free tools, or is it worth considering paid options? For most beginners, the free tools are often enough. You can get high-quality results with options like Bing Creator. But if you're doing this professionally, it might be worth investing in paid tiers for faster processing and better privacy. That makes sense. So it's really about what you need for your channel growth, right? Absolutely. If you're creating tons of images a month, the paid versions can be a lifesaver. Just remember, the upgrade is worth it when your time becomes more valuable than money. Such great insights today. So to wrap things up, using AI art generators can save you tons of time, improve your thumbnails, and ultimately help grow your channel. Exactly. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to check out these tools to see what works best for you. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.